ist Amar Rav Menashe Berei de Rove Seifer Asen Besuke Da'omen. Just to refresh our memories, we had learned Abaraise, Rabchiyah by Yosef, said Abaraise, Kamek Rav Yochanan, the Braise as follows. And Noitla Meitzim in Asuke Elam in Asomachlo. Rab Shimon Mata, Rab Shimon is Mata, that one is permitted to use the Eitzim alone. And with that speaking about if it fell and it's a sukkah ruwe and adam yoshev a mitzah. Yeah. Vishovin b'sukkah sachag b'chag sh'asura. And sukkah sachag b'chag, so everyone holds that it's awesome because it's then it's not a muktzah the kishayla, then it's a isa the kishayla, becomes the eitzim kodesh. V'im hisna le'akel afi tnoi. But if he made it tonight, tonight will help. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, if it may hakra tonight help, there's a posik that the Atzei Sukkah also. The Gemara understood that, so if there's a posik that the Atzei Sukkah is also, he can't say that I want to use it, halamoid, I want to use it, it's also. So the Gemara answered, that's our Girsa, Amar Rav Nashie, Bereider of it, Seifa son Lusuke Dalma. Imhisne is not going on Suke Sachak, Imhisne is going on Suke Dalma. That a Suke Dalma, that even though the Tanakame is Hoylik on Rab Shimon, and he holds that if it fell, a Suke Dalma, it's also because he doesn't hold the Svore of Yoishiva Mitzape. But if he said Erev Yontif, that it's that way, that if it falls, that he intends to use it, so then, Afilu, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it will help. Let us again see the Loshon of Rashi. Seifa diktoni b'mhisna lo asuka da'al mekoi, b'areishe de b'areise komahada. It's going areishe de b'areise, d'ifnu kibot hanikam av rabshinu diktoni amnoitle meitzimim in asuka, that Rav Shimon holds that one is permitted to be mishtamish with the eitzim shenoflo. The komar in hisna lemi bo ijoim shim tipel mochi yasikeno hakel afi tnoi. So then hakel afi tnoi. So then the tnai help. So we had a Moiridik Chiddish. We had a Moiridik Chiddish that the Machloikis, Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon, by Mukze is in one Nekude. Is it Daite Olov? Is a person Messiah Das from something that Betchilas Knesis Hayoim is also Bano? Is someone Messiah Das from this? So Rab Shimon says, no, he's not Messiah Das. Rab Yehuda says, he is Messiah Das. If it's also, but no, he doesn't, he's Messiah Das from using it. But if he said, Bepeh Molei, if it's going to fall, I intend to use it, so then there's no machlokes between Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. So steht a gewaldig Yesod, that in Yesod, Rab Yehuda is moide, that if he is Yoishiva Mitzape, so it's not Mukze. No, the Shailas is a Yoishiva Mitzape. Now let us see Tosfos. Om Avnash Bereder Ove Seifa Oson Lusuke Dalme. Motzi Nami Lemifrach. So Tosfos says, the Gemara could have asked, the Lamai the Svirelei, the Gemara that holds now that it's speaking about a Suke Dalme, that means that we're speaking about a Suke Ru'ue, that Erev Yomtev, he's not permitted to be Soiseret, the Lamai, and but he said, but after it falls down, I intend to use it. The Lamai the Svirle Dava Mukta Mahmos Isa Layashkachna Dahani Bahani Baitnoi. So Taisvis says in the Baramas Mavar the Taisvis is Chilik and Rashi. Taisvis holds that the Rabbi Yehuda, the whole Kimindis Katsoi Bainashmoshis is Katsoi Lukulu Yoime, if something was Mukta Machmas Issa, that I was unable to use it by Nashmoshes, so then it doesn't help. That's called Mukta. If I was unable, Mitzad Issa, The Maran says, like other things, like Peres, if he wants to use it, if he doesn't want to use it, he says he wants to use it, he wants to use it. But if something he was unable to use, Betchilas Knesis Hayoyim, he couldn't use the kanim of the Sukkah Betchilas Knesis Hayoyim because the Sukkah didn't fall down yet. So he was unable to use it. So it was Takim Mukzim Betchilas Knesis Hayoyim. So Taisa says, we don't find any place that according to Rabbi Yehuda it should help. What kind of terrence is this? That's what Taisa is asking. Motzinami lev mitrach, the lamaydis svirulay, the ave mukzim achmasisa. The way we are learning now, that speaking about a sukkah da'alma and it's mukzim achmasisa, loy ashkachna de bahani baitai, we don't find any place that Atanai should help. Elo, the ene choshis lemivrach. So why didn't the Gemara ask the kasha? So it's false. It's not emes. Mishim deine nishar b'maskone elo nokata emes. Now what Shatan Tais is telling? He doesn't ask because this doesn't remain. So Mamele, he says the emes of Shat. So the Maram says that Tais was learned like the Rif. Yesterday we had learned Amachloikis, Rashi and the Rif. If lefiha emes, if lefiha emes atnai helps an atzei suke, the person will say neboidel mehem kol bein hashmoshes. I want to use the atzei suke. I have no intentions to be magdished for a suke shal mitzvah. Does that help? The Rif holds that it helps. So lefiha emes. So the Rif holds, and Taisus learns that the Gemara was chayze from the soul pshat. The Gemara just started off with Akasha. The Gemara started off with Akasha. How could you say that Tanai goes on Sukkah Shal Mitzvah? It's awesome in our Torah. So Ramanashi said his Teretz is speaking about a Sukkah Dalma. So Taisha says Sukkah Dalma is not a good Teretz because it's Muktzimach Masisa that, but the Gemara didn't go into that. But then the Gemara went further. How could you tell me on Sukkah Shal Mitzvah Tanai doesn't help? We learned Abarai said that by Noi Sukkah Tanai helps. And who are din by Atzei Sukkah? So the Gemara is Chayza. So Lefiya Emes Vimhisna Akei Lefi Tnoyoi is going on Sukkah Shal Mitzvah. So Memele, so that is Pshat and Taisus. That's how the Maram says Pshat and Taisus. Taisus and Dekasha holds, not like Rashi, and Taisus holds Lefiya Emes. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have something that was mukta, that halachically he was unable to use it, betchilas knisas hayoyim, I feel it was megala das, he has intentions to use it later, after the yisra will fall off, it will not help. That's one yisad you see from Taisus, from Chalikas Rashi in Taisus. And number two, Taisus holds, like the Rif, that lefiyemis, the Gemara was chayzer, and the Gemara holds, the Mishna is going on Sukkis mitzvah, and Atnai does help, if he says ene boidel me asuke the by bein shmoshes, he says he has no intentions that this would become a suke shal mitzvah, so atnai will help. Agavuche, yesterday I had mentioned the svore in the Rif that I wanted to say by sukkis ganvar, it's not mistaver that if a person will sit in a sukkis ganvar, That'll become osa bahano. He's mekayim the mitzvah with it, but it won't become osa bahano. So I just found today the Rashba says that. The Rashba says it for the Rashba clears this for a shayla, and the Rashba says, let's say over the loshna Rashba. The Rashba says. Sukkis ganvach, v'sukkis rakvash de ksheire, loma cholye le kedushe kol shive, so he says, you think he'll become kodish kol shive, v'chi mipnei shen nichna ze shom v'ochol shom pamachas, a yid went into the agoy sukke, and he ate there once, tochel ol of kedushe kol zayin, v'hilei nasis l'shem kedushe sukke, it wasn't made for a sukke, it was made for something else. He was mekayim a mitzvah in this sukkah. Ve'evshel, the sukkah is ganvach, ve'rakvish ke sukkah da'al meheins. Evshel nechanami, taka doesn't become osabano. So the Rashba taka them zon for dover poshet. I mean, it's a meiridike zach, that there's a sukkah shel mitzvah, And the stamas are yasukah. Lagabi the kiyum a mitzvah, there's no difference if it's a sukkish al mitzvah, stamas are yasukah. You make a brocha reshikish al mitzvah, it's one the laisha besukah. As we said yesterday, if the shpizen will come, if we tziladim nusa at that, I don't know. By sukkah's ganvach, if it's not chal shem shemayim ala sukkah, I don't know if the shpizen come. Okay, let us go the next place. Aval atze isuke dechal kedusha alayu is katzoi leshiva. The Gemara says atze isuke, if the kedusha was chal on it, so that if once the kedusha was chal, it remains. The koshe, the mashma hoche, the masha atze isuke asurim, haine mitam mukze. Atze isuke dechal kedusha alayu is katzoi leshiva. We started off with Kedusha, and we end up with Mukze. V'chein b'Shabbos mashma also with Mukze. Hoyil ha-Mukze mitzvose, yukze li-Sure, speaking about Sukkah. V'le'el koma machag l'Hashem, av-Sukkah l'Hashem. V'ne'el ha-Posek, al-Med ha-Surim idi-Reise. V'rektach toisve, so how do these two things stem? Here we say it's awesome in ha-Teire, here we say it's a Mukze dekedim. V'tiritz Rabbeinu Tam, the Masha Omar, Machag Lashem, Afsuki Lashem, Hainu Lefi Shir Suke. That means the minimum Shir Suke Kigoin, based Tvanois Ushlishis Afilu Tefach. So that we learn out from a posik, that is also. But that is also ba'no. The sukkah is chag ma'chag l'Hashem, avsukah l'Hashem. That is the essential components of a sukkah to the fanis and the shlishis tefach. You don't need a shlishis, the whole oirich of the sukkah. You don't need a revius. That is a sukkah. Avli ovid the fanis shleimis yaisa mishir sukkah. But a person adds on, Leinofik mikro, because in Yisod, this is not the, if a sukkah doesn't need, this fourth wall, or the extension of the third wall, so this is not a chelik of the sukkah. You don't need it. You're putting it there. You're cold. You want privacy. Whatever the reason you're putting it there. So it's very nice. But this is not an essential component of the sukkah. So therefore, this does not become also. Tal hayoyser koma, she also mitam mukze. So b'meile, if you have two walls and a tefa, and now you make you extend the third wall, you make a fourth wall, so b'meile, so that's hukze le mitzvah. You're using this wall for the mitzvah. It's like noisukeh. It's not worse than noit, but it's huk. That's mukze. That is not minatayra. Lemaise. Lemaise in Shulchan Aruch, it is brought down. I mean, so which is called the two walls? A person starts making walls. So he started making. So the first wall he built, that's the first wall. The second one he built, that's the second wall. Third step finished. That's how it works. So in Shulchan, the Bir Halacha Lamaisa says as follows. In Shulchan Aruch it's brought down, if he built, he wanted to make a sukkah of two walls and a tefah. That's what he wanted to make. And he made it, Taki. He made two walls and a tefah. Doesn't have to be frumer than the Torah. That's what he made. Taki. That he made the sukkah, put on the srach and everything. Later he started getting complaints from the children and the wife, what are you going to do with me? So he decided he's going to add on. So in such a case, we have here that first he had intentions to make a sukkah kilchoso, and later he's adding on. So then we can say that the first two walls and the tefach he had made, that was, he had made a shir sukkah, he had intentions to make a shir sukkah, that's midrash, and the rest will be the rabbah. But he says, what'll be if a person decides he makes four walls. So he makes four walls. So there, the Bir Halacha wants to say that he's saying Shat Nagan, and that there, so all four walls are the Isa. That means when you, if you're in the process of making the walls, he wants to shtel tzu, just like we find by Mila, that Kolzman is oisik by Mila, so he can be choytech, the tzitzim shein makvinas. He's doing mitzvah, this is mitzvah Mila he's doing. When he stops, then he can't do the tzitzim shein makvinas and Mila. So the Bihalacha wants to say, when a person is in the process, he wants to make the walls of the sukkah, so whatever he makes, these are the walls of the sukkah. So he made four walls, so the four walls will be awesome in HaTorah. The whole case of the Rabbeinu Tam is speaking about, Taka, the case with the way the Daran says, and Shulchan Aruch says like this also, that he had decided l'chatchila to make two walls and a tefach, and later he decided to be Moisef. So these later walls only also be the Rabbon. That's Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. The Ri Pirish and the Ri holds the Vade Kozman Shasuke Bamide Shaykh Bo Machag Lashem Avsuke Lashem. The Ri says a different chilek. Kozman, the sukkah standing, so a sukkah that's standing in its royal kaimboy mitzvah sukkah, so it's also a nominator. But when it fell, so this is not a sukkah anymore. The gzeiris akosuv, as hukshe sukkah lechagigya, speaking about when it's a sukkah, when it's standing, when it fell, it's not a sukkah anymore. It was a sukkah, it's not a sukkah now. So memela, so it's not also minator anymore. That's only also mit der Rabbonon als Mukze. That's what the Ri wants to say. Bim came. So now the Ri got a little in hot water. The Gemara is the Kashe. The Gemara is the Kashe. It says in the Baraisa that if he made a Tnai, so the Tnai doesn't help. The Tnai doesn't help. No, sorry, the Baraisa says he made a Tanai, the Tanai helps. So the Gemara asks, why does the Tanai help? It's also in our Torah. So why does the Tanai help? So the Gemara could have said, according to the Ri, we're speaking about if it fell down. So there's no wisdom in our Torah. So your kash is nishke fell. Vim kein ha-yochel ha-trutzi hochi. Ma sha-tzei sukim asuri mikro d'leel ma-chak ha-nik sho-yi ba-mide. Avok sh-nofru mutorim. The Gemara could have said, hey, So Elonoket Emes, the Shnafel Nami Asurim Mitam Mukze. Hani Shoebemi, the Avok Shnaflu, the Gemara could have said, Shnaflu Matorim. Elonoket Emes, the Shnafel Nami Asurim Mitam Mukze. Unless, yeah. Unless you know if Taisus holds if the Tanai will hold by the Atzei Sukkim. This Taisus holds like the Rif or like Rashi. Zok the Gemara weiter. So the Gemara we heard over here that the pashtus of the Gemara was that a person cannot control the kedusha of Atzei Sukkim. That means if it was chal the kedusha on the atzei sukkah, so then the halach is it remains it's also called shiva. Frek the gemara umayishna mahode itma hifrish shiva es roigim l'shivas hayomim. We learned that a person was mafrish seven es roigim for 7 days. Omar Rav kol achas v'achas yoytzi bo v'oichlo li'alta. So Rav said that each day he's yoytze with it, and he can eat it right away. After he's yoytze, he can eat it. That means he was makse the esrig for the mitzvah. After the mitzvah, he can eat it right away. Ravasi yomer kolachas vachas yoytze bo v'oichlo lemocho. Ravasi holds no. The akso is the day of the mitzvah. I intend to use it this day. So for this day, it's awesome. The next day, I can eat it. Al koponim, we see Saifam Rav and Saifam Ravasi, that a person, the haktzor le-mitzvah, does not have to be, even though the mitzvah of Netilas Esrig is 7 days, I'm makta this for 1 day. And or for the Shasa mitzvah for 1 day. So why by Atzei Sukkah, you can't say such a thing. You have to say, since it became Kaddish, it's Kaddish for all 7 days. No, I want to be makdish it for 1 day. The Gemara says, "Hosam the mifsiku leilis miyomim." Over there, since each that night is no mitzvah of Netilas Esrei, is kol chad v'chad yoyim a mitzvah be'apei nafshe. So memele, so each day is a besondere mitzvah. So I could be makzit for that day. The next day is, I don't need to makzit this esrik for the next day. But over here by Sukkah, it is one continuous mitzvah. It is one mitzvah of 7 days. So all 7 days is like one long day. That means it was hugdish le mitzvah, and the mitzvah is the period of 7 days of Sukkot. So you can't say in the middle of this mana mitzvah, the Kedusha should go off. It was hugdish le mitzvah, the mitzvah is a 7 day mitzvah. Let us see Rashi. Amayishna mahod le'amah ba'esrik gemishim b'enesh moshes kama liskitzi kol shivim ele l'chad yoyime mechisna le'e l'chad yoyime. He can be makted for one day. Tit mehifrish yoytze bobi yoyime. It was only hooked for the mitzvah, not even for the whole day, but in Nasa's mitzvah also, after the mitzvah. So it's hooked that day for the mitzvah, the whole day, for the mitzvah that will be done that day. Even the Asni Alai Lehonis member Chayli Shalmoy, if he made it tonight, only wants to be Magdish Til Chalamoy. It's the same like Esri. Here you say, since there was Kodesh Ben Hashmoshes, it's Katsoi Leshiva. In fact, the Gemara, why? The Gemara, the Mifsiki Leilis Miyomim Shein Mitzvah Soi Balailo, so each day is a Bazundere Mitzvah, so there you could, I'm only, so there are different Mitzvahs, I keep a Magdish for this day, not for that day. But here it's one long, continuous Mitzvah. So Tais Miskolachas Vachas Yaitza Baboichla Laalta, Lav Davke Laalta, the Esrik Shal Yem Rishin, Osa Kolayim Adlamocha, Leipoli Grava Ravasi Ela Bishayom. So Tais Mis says, the first day, Rav will also be Maide, that it is Osa the whole day. So the Maram explains Tais Mis, why, what's the difference the first day than all other days? Because the first day is Yom Tev. So if the first day is Yom Tov, so if it was also Ba'achila Betrilas Knisus Hayoyim, so then you say, Kivdis Katsoi, Ben Hashmashis Katsoi Lekul Hayoyim. The other days is Chalamoit. So the other days are Chalamoit. So Memele, so then you only have the Haktsoh of the Mitzvah. So the Haktsoh of the Mitzvah can be told as Man Mitzvah. But the first day that is Yom Tov, you have, besides that, you have the Haktsoh that it was also Bachila, so Memele, so then it's Katsoy Lekul Hayoyim. Zok the Mishnah weiter. A new sugya. Meivin eitzim min hasode min hamechunes. One is permitted in Yontif to bring eitzim from a sode that was brought together. Let's see Rashi. Meivin eitzim atlushim min hasode shebesoich hatchum biyontif. That means a person had a field. In this field, there were branches that could be used for kindling purposes. So a person in Yom Tov is permitted to bring in from this field these branches with one condition, min ha-mechunis. Im kamsoi me erev Yom Tov, if erev Yom Tov he had brought together these branches. Now he has a whole pile. The goli daite da alayu somach. So by doing this erev yontev, he shows that he relied. Why did he make a pile of branches erev yontev? He didn't have anything better to do erev yontev. So al kochot pshat is because he needs kindling wood for yontev. So he went into his field and he took together all the branches. He made a nice pile. The goli daite, the elayu somach, he's going to use them for kindling purposes. Ve'enai mukze. So it's not mukze. Avol ha-mefuzorim mukze. But mefuzor deke eitzim is mukze. That means that if there's branches spread around the whole field, it'll take him a half an hour to start in Yom Tov, to start gathering the dust.
And maybe there's other problems also involved. We'll see in Tosfos. Avol mfuzorim mukze. Mfuzorim are mukze. Let's mention another problem. Another problem is, we'll soon see, a sode is a mokim poets. And people walk there, and thus, he's never secure what that which is in the sode, erev yontev, will be the yontev. So now, if he went and made a pile, so he saimech, a person will come in yontev, he sees that this is an hour's work of bringing together branches. Mustama, no one will take it, Mustama will leave it, so he relies on it. That's why he made erev yontev, he was saimech on that. Who knows, everyone comes in, everyone takes what they want. So he never relies on these Eitzim that he'll use them for kindling wood. So Memele, so it's Mukse, so Filu, now he's stuck Yontif, he doesn't have any wood, he wants to go into his field, and he sees some Eitzim of Ozom, so he tells him, Rabbi, I'm sorry, you weren't Seimach on these Eitzim, so it's Mukse, so you're not allowed to use it. In the Pashtus Advarim, that's what the Amshe Shloimeh says. There's different Malchim in the Sugya, but we're learning Rashi. But this mission is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's not mission like Rabbi Yehuda by Yontif. Now we hold Mukze. That means he's not saying Das on the Fuzorim Besode. So the main is Mukze. So that's the first half of the Mishnah. Mevin Eitzim Min Asode Min Amechunis Min Akalfev Afilu Min Amefusa. But a kalfev, min a kalfev, so Rashi says, what's that min a kalfev? Shehu mishtame. A kalfev is already a place which is shomul, umukev sovi, that's it, surrounded with mechitzes. A kalfev is surrounded with mechitzes. Zafunum of zorim sheboy lehikza midai. He knows that a kalfev is a private place. He knows if there's eitzim, the Fuzorim, he can rely on them. I mean, people just don't walk into the Kalfiv. So Memele, so a Kalfiv, he's Seimach Datei Afilu Min HaMefuzah. A Sode, which is Porutz, is only Seimach Datei on the Mechunis, not on the Mefuzah, and a Kalfiv Afilu Min HaMefuzah. Eizehu Kalfiv. Now, which Kalfiv do we say he's Seimach Datei? Kol Shesomuch Le'ir. A Kalfiv which is Somuch Le'ir, and that kalfif, he relied that when he'll need the kindling wood, he'll go into that kalfif. It's shomel, it's close, so Mamele is gonna do this. Divre Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Oimer, kosha nichnosim loy bepoisachas. If this kalfif has a lock on it, bafilu beseich tchum Shabbos nam, bafilu beseich tchum Shabbos. That means as long as it's in the tchum, bafilu the seifa tchum, But it has a lock, so Memela, so he relies on it. He doesn't only rely on the close kafaf, on the eitzim that are found in the close kafaf. He relies, afilo, on the eitzim that are found in the, he relies on the eitzim that are found in the kafaf rochek, since it has a pesachas, a lock. Let us see what Rashi says. Samach le'ir mamish, it's be mamish very close according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rashba wants to say shiva mamish v'shirayim, till it will be in that, that's called samach le'ir. Afilu b'soich tchum Shabbos b'soifoy. Rabbi Yossi says that afilu it's in the soif of the tchum, as long as he has eitzim in there, so he was soimach on them. So for what did we have in the Mishnah? We had in the Mishnah like this, that Eitzim of Uzorim Besode, a person is not Seimech on them. Eitzim Mechunosim Besode, he is Seimech. Ashi says, I'm kin Seimech of Yontem, Goli Daita Dalai Yisomach. And Bekalfiv, Afilo Eitzim of Uzorim, he's also Seimech. Now we have a Machlokes, if a Kalfiv is Afilo Rochik Min Ha'ir, since he has a Pesachas, he's realizing it. Well, Rabbi Yehuda says, Nidavke Samuchli. We'll come back to the Mishnah soon, but let's just go a little further. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu. Ein Meviim Eitzim Elo Min Amchonosim Shebekafif. Rabbi Yehuda Mashmu said that you can only bring Eitzim min amuchunosim shebekafif. Now, so Yehuda Meshmul saying really two things. You can't bring from the mechunosim shebesode, and you can't bring from the mefezorim shebekafif. He says klo ziburim. Ein mevi'in Eitzim ela min amuchunosim shebekafif. Mechunosim shebekafif, he say mechdas, but the mefuzam shebekaf is not shebekaf, only mechunosim shebekaf. Frek the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul, vav nant nan min hamekafef afilo min hamefuzarim. Why do you say dafka mechunosim? The Mishnah says afilo mefuzarim min hakafef is, afilo mefuzarim min hakafef is also mutas. Why tell me it's also? So he answered, "Masnisin yichidoi." So Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul says, "That's true. Our Mishnah Taka says mufazorim shebekalfav is also muta, but our Mishnah is a das yochid." The Sanya, Omar Rav Shimon ben Elozer. This whole Mishnah is a shtikter Rav Shimon ben Elozer. Rav Shimon ben Elozer said, "Loinechluku beishamai ubeisilul ala mufazorim shebesodeis she'ein meviim." Everyone holds with his own shebisodes, is he not saying that? Shemevim. Bala mechunosim shebekalfev, shemevim. Everyone holds mechunosim shebekalfev, maybe. Almanechliku. What is there the machloikis between beshamaye beselu, alamafuzorim shebekalfev, alamechunosim shebisodes? There's a machloikis beshamaye silum of a zorim shebekalfev, mechunosim shebisodes. Shebeishamai oimrim lo yovi. Beishamai says you're not allowed to bring. And both, mefuzorim shebekalfev and mechunosim shebesodes. Beisilul oimrim yovi. But this whole shtek teire is a member of Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer. So Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul says we don't hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer. And we hold that lahaloche it's only mutter mechunosim shebekalfev. Now let us see Rashi. Yechidoihi, Rav Shimon ben Elozer Kamalo, the Omar Beis Hillel Hochi Shori, that Beis Hillel was Matir, Beis Hillel was Matir, Mefuzorim Shebekalfet, Beis Hillel was Matir Mechonosim Shebesodis, Upligi Rabbonon Alei, and the Rabbanon hold that it is awesome. Now, let me just mention two things. First of all, let us understand the lomdus of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said that Mechunosim Shebesodes is awesome. That's what he said, after Mechunosim Shebekafes. So the Tosfos Rit says pshat, Mechunosim shebesode, kivin shehu porutz, v'chol odom nichnas bo, ein datoi afilu ala mechunosim. Let's face facts of life. You have a sode which is porutz and people go in. Ein datoi afilu ala mechunosim. Fine. Mechunosim shebe, Befuzorim Shebekalfe, vice is also, it's ain't daitri all over because of a different reason. He's not gonna go, yontif and start gathering twigs. So male, it's also ain't daitri all over, befuzorim Shebekalfe. Bechonosim Shebekalfe, if he knows he has a pile of branches there, and it's shomo, that he relied on. Bechonosim Shebe, so this he knows he can't rely on. Fine. Now, I heard a shtikel ha'ore. Fine. But Rashi said in the Mishnah, min ha-mechunis, im kintzoy me'erev yontif, mechunosim shebesodis, which are the tana of our Mishnah is meikli, also mechunis shebesodis is also good. Im kintzoy me'erev yontif, the goli daite da alayu somach, ve'inei mukze. Rashi says that if he went, and he was mechunis at erev yontif, he was Megaladas and he's saying Mechanim. I mean, Erev Yontif, a person has nothing better to do Erev Yontif than to go and collect wood in the Sodis. So Rashi says, he's doing it because he needs wood for Yontif. Goli died in the Sommachalai. That's what Rashi said. So now, and the Gemara says, no, Mechunish Ebesodis, he's not Seimech Das. Ain't that, Yafilah Mechunos. So he's a Meshuk, and what happened over here? He went Erev Yontev, he went, he was Mechanis to Eitzim Erev Yontev, and as she says in the Mishnah, is Goli Daitid Vesobach Al-Ratzich Hazeh, or else they do, there's no Pshat in him, and La-Locha we say, no, ain't Daitid Yolei. Well, it's a Psalmud Nezah. How do we understand such a thing? So I saw a Moiradike Tzlach. The Tzlach asks a Kashe. Well, on the Gemara. The Tzlach asks a Kashe on the Gemara. Omar Rav Yehuda Moshmul. Let's learn the Gemara. Ein Mevim Eitzim Elo Min HaMuchunosim Shebekafif. Rav Yehuda Moshmul says that which Eitzim are not Mukze, Muchunosim Shebekafif. So what does that mean? Not mechunosim shebesodis, and not mefuzorim shebekalf. Not mefuzorim shebekalf. That's what he says. Frek de gemore, vanant nan mina kalf of afalo mina mefuzorim. Frek de tzlach, why didn't the gemore ask from the reishe? Why did they ask from the middle of the mishne? Vanant nan mina mechunosim shebesodis. We ask from the reishe of the mishne. You have to ask from the middle of the mishne. Ask from the reishe of the mishne. As I like the tzlach, amoyr the kikasha. He's saying not like the Mishnah. So the tzlach amoyr the kizach. He says, let's learn Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi says, im kinsay me erev yontif. Rashi said, pshat in our Mishnah speaking in kinsay me erev yontif. Kinsay me erev yontif. Galidate the layu summer. That's galidate the layu summer. Zuk the tzlach asay. Now, mechunosim shebe kalfif. Which he says is good. When is that speaking about? It was Kinsay Erev Yontif? An echte ketag. Mechunosim Mechunosim Erev Yontif. He was Mechanas 2 weeks ago. Mechunosim Shebe Kalfif Yisoymer Daite. He was Mechanas 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago. It's a Mokim Mishuma. He knows he has the Eitzim. He was Seymer Daite Olo. So when Rabbi Yehuda Mishmur says Mechunis Shebe Kalfif is mutter, that means mechunis from 2 weeks ago, shebekalfef is mutter, and that's right, mechunis shebesodis from 2 weeks ago is not mutter, sicher. If he was mechanis 2 weeks ago, and he never took it, versteht sich, he's not so merdas. That is what Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul said. That what our Mishnah was makel, mechunis shebesodis. So Rashi said, I'm a kinsay, may erev yontav, the goli daiti. He says, that remains lefiyemis. That's not upkifret. That lemaisa, that everything. It was goli daiti. It was goli daiti that if he went erev yontav to be mechanis, so lemaisa, it's goli daiti the lai yisomi. He says, lefiyemis, that'll be good. But Rav Yehuda Mishmul is not speaking about such a mechunis. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel is speaking about a mechunis of 2 weeks ago. So therefore he's saying a stiktoir and mechunis shebekalfof, yes. Mechunis shebesodis not, but now we can't ask any kasha from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah is speaking about Rashi, says mechunis shebesodis may erev yontit. So therefore the Gemara only asked from mechunis, from mefuzor shebekalfof, that our Mishnah says it's good, and Rav Yehuda Mishmuel says it's not good. And that what later the Gemara brings that Beisula was Mata Mechunis Shebesodis, that's also speaking about Mechunis Shebesodis of 2 weeks ago. That was the Mechleikas Beisula Beishame. But seems Rashi had this kasha why the Gemara is not speaking about what our Mishnah mentions Mechunis Shebesodis. So that's why Rashi says that's speaking about a unique case that it was locked in Erev Yontif, and they're tzichen not muktzah because Giladat they don't allow you so. Let us go a little further. Look to Gemara weiter. Omar Rove, Alei Kanim, Va'alei Gfanim. Now we're talking about Mechunis Shebe Kalfif. That's good. Ale kanim va ale gfanim. Af al gav de mechan filuhu. Afilu he was mechanefit. He brought it together. Umoisvi, he made a pile out of it. But even the midli zike, these are leaves, mistamer. Even the midli zike mevadalu, if a wind is going to come and get all spread out, is kimefuzachim domi fasurim. So if a person went and brought together alim, and this is mechunis shebekalfet, so memele it's gonish mekalish. Because this is oimid to, this is becoming, this will become mefuzah, this will become mefuzah. So memele, so it's mukt. The asnach mone me esmel alayu, but if he put a keli on top of this pile of leaves, that to weigh it down, that it should not blow away, shapir domi, so then it's good. So before we go any further, let's just explain the chiddush of Rove. Rove is telling us a double chiddush. Chiddush number one, a person went, a person went and he was mechanis leaves. He made a whole pile of leaves. Now, and he wants to use this for fuel, whatever he wants to use it for. These alikanim, the alikfanim, he wants to use it. He was mechanis it. He comes Yontif, and he comes to the Kasif, the pile is there, nothing happened with it. So Rabbi says, you're not allowed to use it. Because Zugmanishtein, that you were saying on it, the wind will come. God, you have mazel that the wind didn't, but you weren't saying on it. Erev Yontif, I'll give you a question there. You think you'll be able to use those leaves? I'll tell you, I mean, if Tafnit Zayn Kainar, the wind will come, it'll be Mefuzah. Mefuzah Zichah, at least not Samach on it. So, Afilu, it's Mechunis, it is awesome. That's the first Chiddush of Rav. The second Chiddush of Rav is, when this person was Mechanis the leaves, he put something on top of it. Right? He put something on top of it. Now it comes Yontif. He comes there. He wants his leaves. All spread out. Whatever he put out, all spread out. Zukhtarajbe. That's Mutter. That's the Chiddush of Rabbah. Why? Because he was Seimach on it. It was Daitayola. So it never became Muktzah. He relied on those leaves. He had put something on top of it. Lemaisa, they became a Fuzah, but never became Muktzah though. Because he was relying on these leaves, so Mamela, it's a stand muktzah, it's minamulchan. Later, they're spread out. If he wants to take spread out leaves, gesuntahe, there's no problem. That is pshat in this member of Rav. Zot Rashi, kimefuzorim domi, vafilu loy pizreson haruach. Rashi says the first chiddush. The mistomele some chedait, he wasn't saymer das, sova mevadalo huziki, he didn't rely on it, sova mevadalo huziki. The asnach mona layu, lach bidon, shaper don, the some chedait. So now, I had a shayla, what will be the din, if he was mechanis, these leaves, erev yontif? In Erev Yontif, he was mechanis these leaves. So you also say the same thing. You'll say, the mistome, loy somcha daiti, sova mavadu, so why did he do it? So why did he do this Erev Yontif? So just like the Tzlach says, lahaloche, that by mechunish ebesodis, which is also, not too feugeldik, it's very, possible that someone might go and take them away. It's a mokim poritz. Afal pikein the tzlach says, but if he was mechanis at erev yontif, mechunish ebesodis, solomaisen, he comes to yontif, it's still there, it's not mukta. He relied on it. Goli daite, did he say mechanis? So lochayre, by Ali Kanim, if he went and brought it together, erev yontif, so how could you say he's not say mechanis? What did he do this for? I mean, erev yontif, he goes and he's mechanis, He's mechanis the alim, and Rashi says he's not saying because he knows it's to become a fuzah. So what's he doing it for? He leaves it there. He works a half an hour to bring it together. He leaves it there and a good talk. And he's not saying mechanis. Why did he do it for? So l'chayra, I thought that according to the tzlach, this old dinner speaking, but he wasn't mechanis at Erev Yontif. He was mechanis 2 weeks ago. And what did he have in Zinnen? He had in Zinnen. I'll pick it up a day later. He was hoping that one day it won't blow away. He didn't pick it up then. So now, 2 weeks later, so Erev Yom Tov will think, can I rely on the Alekanim and after Ketav? Some of the Zichah blown away already. That's Pshat in the Gemara. But L'chayre, if he was Mahanes at Erev Yom Tov, L'chayre, according to the Tzlach, it should see to be good. That's what I thought. I looked at Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down this halacha of Rove, and the Mishnah Berurah says, the last of Mishnah Berurah is that, Mishbura Pak Aleph Sivkotn Yudches, he says, he brings down this thing, the Kivin Shedalkoi Shel Ruach Lefazer, Loisomcha Daitoi Bameshe Konas Oisom Me Erev Yom Tov. That's what he says. So he's stuck in the, he's not so, since it's Daitoi Lefazer, it's not so much Das Bameshe Konas Oisom Me Erev Yom Tov. He added an Erev Yom Tov over here. And in Sharatzin, he took him to Rashi. So where he got this from, in Rashi, I don't know where he saw this in Rashi. I don't know which Rashi he saw, it just brings down Rashi. And everything Rashi says, even Dalkashuk Lafaza, Lisom Chadaita Mashekonis, that's true. But he had Zan, Me'erev Yonta, this is Mishabur had Zan. I don't know where he got this from. And Lachayr and Svar, I don't understand it. I mean, what's Pshat? This person's Zichr was Zichr Seimach on it. I mean, the only way I can understand the Mishnah Berurah is that there's a got an interesting Ra'or. I found the Rajva being a Yashami Fakelt, but Lokaponim, let's say what the Ra'or says. The Ra'or clears a Shaila. The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon is the one who says Yoshiva Mitzape. That means a person is very broad-minded. That means any possible thing that could be used for Shabbos or Yom Tov, he has it in mind. He's not Makta Dashamani. Afalpikin, the Gemara says that Shemin Shebekois, Afil according to Rab Shimin, is Mukta. What Shemin Shebekois? A person had a big yol cyclone that's supposed to burn for 48 hours. But this only gets in Erev Shabbos. So Mamela, he didn't think that it's going to, the jar says 48 hours is supposed to break. So Mamela, in Shabbos, trachtet doch gar nicht, that he's going to have any shemen from this. And then, his mazel, mitten the Shabbos, plus the chos. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, afilo according to Rab Shimon, it's mukta. He wasn't Yeshiva Mitzapa, he was makta, lighted from that shemen. So Mamela, it's mukta. Klerter o'a shayle, what will be the din? If according to Rav Shimon, we said it's Muktzah, if he said before Shabbos, I'm sitting on this Yod Salam, but if something will happen that it's a Tzachos Lashon in Shabbos, I have in Zinnin to use the Shemen. Listen, I want to make sure he said it, prepare Mole. So the Ra'ah Klaus of Shabbos, maybe it won't help. It's both Lodait Yitzchak Alav. Whose leg are you pulling? I mean, it doesn't happen. These are things that don't happen. So Memela, Afila, he said it, the Ra'or is Metzadid, Botla Daite. I mean, there's no such thing. I mean, the Mahalach of Yoshev and Metzapa also has, Yoshev and Metzapa also has to have some, has to have a pshat, not Stam Azoy. Azoy Zuk Tero, the Ra'or closet for Shal, he's Mesupik. Agavurcha, I saw today the Rajva being done and opening Yerushalmi, that Yerushalmi says, well, Zichah be good. Okay, that's besides the point. But Al Kaponim from the Ra'or, we see that there's a musig that a person could think that he's going to use it for Shabbos and it's Golish, it's Mutla Daitai. So actually, that's the only way I understand the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, if he was Tainis at Erev Yom Tov, and it was Tainis at Erev Yom Tov, and we say it's Muktzeh, So, but the Lashon is still shver. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah says, Loisamcha daite bemeshe konas oisam erbion. He wasn't so much das. I mean, the Tana choose michas das. He's doing it, but he knows that it's, he's doing it stamazai. He knows he's sicher, he can't rely on this. So some chadaita, that means even he's doing it, it's I don't know. So it's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. I really don't know where he got it from. Dachsumer, according to the Tzlach, Dachsumer, the Loch is not that way. Let us see Taisus. Mina Kalfit, Vatilu Mina Methusa. The Mishnah said that one is permitted to take Mina Kalfit, Vatilu Mina Methusa. Taimet. So Taisus says, very good. And Muktzeh, not Muktzeh, was Daite Elein. Of Ahava Ma'amah, of Meloche. So how is this permitted? Kishloimed Laisayach Imor El Bamokim Shek Deilim Shom Kidamuchis Beper Klal Godel. That the whole din of Imur is dafke if you're ma'asifit b'mokim g'day losay. But over here, in the kafif, it didn't grow in the kafif. Why it was brought into the kafif, why it said, but the point of it didn't grow in the kafif. So ma'mele pasnish ma'ama. The Ran has a whole different shot in the sugya, which we'll not go into at all, but the Ran, Teich HaDvorim, says that there's no isa ma'ama. Why isn't there Isra Ma'ama? He says because it's a Tzerech Nefesh. Just like you're allowed to make a fire, in Yontif to cook, you're allowed to gather Eitzim to make the fire. Just like you're allowed to be Bekeya Eitzim. The Ran says, Loshen Ran, Umidine afilu mefuzel besode shol. The gidiv beyond the mutter. The tzorech achile choshev ki bikua eitzim. This is a tzorech achile. Oy kahavora atzmo. This is tzorech eichol nefesh. It's not machshire eichol nefesh. It's tzorech eichol nefesh. Then he has a hope shafa. So we see tzorech, means we have a yusaydis to kemachlekes harishoinim. Taisus doesn't hold like that. Taisus is a kash of ma'ama. Taimitz ma'ama. Taisus says, not ma'ama. The Ran says, no problem of ma'ama. No problem of ma'ama because it's Tzorech Eichol Nefesh. So the Bnei Yeshua wants to say either one of the two. Either Taisus holds that this is called Machshir Eichol Nefesh. The likut of the Eitzim is Machshir Eichol Nefesh. And since it's Efshla Seisim Erev Yontim, you have to do Beyontim. Or he wants to say that just like Taisus held by Macholim, Taisus held Milisha ve'Eilach is Mutter, but all the Pa'ulis before Lisha is that doesn't go, that's not called Meleches Eichel Nefesh. So who adin, all the Pa'ulis before the Havara Sa'etzim also go, maybe Biku'etzim also goes into that, we'll see later. But Al Kaponim, the pulas before the Biku Eitzim to gather, I mean that's clear. The Ktiras Eitzim is Ichad, there's no Heter to be Koitzer Eitzim. So Taisus holds the Likuta Eitzim is equivalent to, just like by the Machel, before Lisha, it's not called Melechas Eichel Nefesh. So the process before Bikua is not called Melech HaSeichel Nefesh also. So Taisi had a Kasha Teime. So Taisi says, since it didn't grow in the Kalfif, so there's no Melech of Ma'amu Bechlau. Eizehu Kalfif. Iboyilu. So the Gemara asks a Shaila. Heichi Koma. What is Pshat? We have here a machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda said, Kol shesomach le'ir, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef said, Kol shenichnosem lo'i b'peisachas. Afilu b'soich trum shams. So now the Gemara declares, what is Pshat in this machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef? Iboyilo. Heichi koma. What is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? And what is Pshat in Rabbi Yosef? Do I say, Kol shesomach le'ir v'hu de islay Pesachas? Rabbi Yehuda says you need all milas in order, there shouldn't be mukta. It has to be somach le'ir, and it has to have a Pesachas also. So Rabbi Yehuda holds you need two things, somach and Pesachas. Va'asa Rab Yosi lemeime, and Rab Yosi said, even the Islay Pesachas, afilu b'seich tchum Shabbos nami. Since it has a Pesachas, afilu teich tchum Shabbos, it's also muti. You don't need korev. You don't need somach. If it says a Pesachas, that alone is enough. And we'll see in Rashi, and who adin, somach will also be enough. So the first tzad of the Gemara Sofik is as follows. That Rabbi Yehuda holds you need somach plus Pesachas, and Rabbi Yosi holds Pesachas berochik is good, and somach will also be good. That is the first tzad in the Shaila of the Gemara. Oy dilme, or the Gemara says no. Maybe that's not the machlik. Hochikam. Kol shesomuch leir bein de islei pesachas bein de leslei pesachas. Rabbi Yehuda holds the criteria is somuch. Pesachas is leimaila leimayrit. If it's somuch, it's good. If it's not somuch, it's no good. But also Rabbi Yosi lemeim, and Rabbi Yosi is coming to say, afilu b'seich tchum Shabbos, you don't need somuch. It could be afilu seifat tchum also. Abo v'edav k'dis le pesachas. Avo les le pesachas, afilu somuch le'ir nami loy. So the second loshen of the Gemara is that each one has his own maila. Rabbi Yehuda says you need somuch, And Rab Yosi said, you need Pesachas. There's no mile of Samuch. Rab Yehuda holds there's no mile of Pesachas. You need Samuch. And Samuch is good. And Rab Yosi says that you need Pesachas. You don't need Samuch. If it's a Pesachas, wherever it is, it's good. There's no Pesachas, nothing is good. So Nochamol, the two stodim of the Gemara are as follows. The first out of the Gemara was that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need somuch plus Pesachas, and Rabbi Yosi holds somuch is enough and Pesachas is enough. So Rabbi Yosi is makel with everything, and Rabbi Yehuda is the biggest machna. You need both. You need somuch and Pesachas. The second lashon of the Gemara is that no, that each one has one. No one is machna. No one is makel. Each one has his kul and his chumre. Rabbi Yehuda says that he needs samuch, only samuch is good, and Rabbi Yosi says only Pesachas is good. Toshma, that's the shaila of the Gemara. Midiktoni, Rabbi Yosi Oimel. So now the Gemara is pesha the shaila from the ariches loshen of Rabbi Yosi. Midiktoni, Rabbi Yosi Oimel kol shenichnosem loy bePesachas vaafilu b'soich tchum Shabbos. Shmami no, Rabbi Yosi, tarti lekule koma shmami no. Amar Rav Sala, Amar Rav Yirmi Alochek, Rabbi Yosi lohok. So Rashi learned just the Ivre, so Rashi learns that the Gemara was poishit a third mahalach. The Gemara is poishit tarti lekule koma. Rabbi Yehuda is meiko, that somuch is enough. And Rabbi Yosi is meikel that either one is enough. Either Samach is enough or Pesach is enough. He says that the Gemara had two tzadim, and when the Gemara is medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah, the Gemara says no, from the Lashon of the Mishnah can be medayik two kulas. That Rabbi Yehuda holds Samach is enough, and Rabbi Yosi holds either one is enough. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. The Rashi, Rabbi Yosi, lekula oyle chumre koma. That was such a gilse, loy galsin. The milset Rabbi Yehuda nami be boiling. It's not only a shaila. Rabbi Yosi's machmer. We don't know pshat Rabbi Yehuda either. Heichi yitma. So forget about that gilse. Vahochi galsin. I boilu. Heichi koma. What is pshat? Kol hasomach leir Rabbi Yehuda that says he needs somach. Buhude is le pesachas. Could be Rabbi Yehuda holds you need both samuch and pesachas. Vos Rabbi Yosi lemei makim in this le pesachas. You don't need samuch and pesachas. It is a pesachas afilu b'seich tchum Shabbos nami. Oydil mohochi kamal kol she samuch leir Bein de Islay Pesach, as bein de Leslay Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda holds Samach is enough. You don't need a Pesach. Vase Rabbi Yosi Lemeima, Afilu B'Seich Trum Shabbos, you don't need Samach. Abo V'Davke de Islay Pesach, you need a Pesach. Abo de Leslay Pesach, if there's no Pesach, Afilu Samach Le'ir Namiloim. Toshema, midiktoni, we learn, so the Mabin's arrived with the Lashon Rabbi Yosi, Oima, Kol shenichnosim loy bepesachas, vafilu beseich trum Shabbos, Shema mino Rabbi Yosi, tarti lekule koma. That is the Girse, and now Rashi starts explaining. Vachi pirush, eichi koma masnis, what is pshat in the Mishnah? Kol shesomuch leir, Vuhu de Islay Pesachas, Mafteya, Shemishtama. Could be Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need both. You need a Mafteya, and you need Samuch. So Rashi asks, how can I say Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need a Mafteya? Why didn't he mention that? Vahai de loy toni le behedye, mishum de kosova stoman yeshlam Pesachas. I mean, because Raiv Karpites have a Pesachas. So why does he have to mention that? We're talking about a Karpite. Reif kafifes hem a Pesachas. Vastam kafifes omru le milsus. You didn't have to mention you need a Pesachas. I mean, stam kafifes hem a Pesachas. So me mele, so yod, but you had to say, you need somuch though. So you had to mention you need somuch. Pesachas, vashtay, we're talking about a kaf, no? A kaf is Pesachas. Vaose Rabbi Yosi lemeima. Given the Islay Pesachas, since there is a Pesachas, by being in Samuch. Yeah, Pesachas is enough. Um, in Mele, now Rashi says, and from that alone, we can be derived the Leslay Pesachas, if there's no Pesachas, by being in Samuch, then you need Samuch, Vishteri Bahochi, and that'll also be enough. Now, where do you see this, that Rabbi Yosi holds that Samuch is also enough? Miditole shir yuse b'she'ein somuch b'peisachas. He said that ein somuch is mutter because of a Pesachas. That's what he said. He said b'seich atchum is mutter because it has a Pesachas. So if I say that rochek is mutter because it has a Pesachas, Michlal de Somuch b'loy Pesachas namishori. That means from what I say, if I say Rochik is good because there's a Pesachas, if I say Somuch, you don't need this reason, so it's good if all that a Pesachas. Umeikel betalti, and he's meikel betalti. The Rabbi Yehuda boi tarvayu, Rabbi Yehuda holds you need both. Rabbi Yosi sover b'chod esagi, Rabbi Yosi holds either one is enough. Beizu sheteishah. Oidil, but that was the first sad. So the first sad was that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need both, and Rabbi Yehuda holds you need both, and Rabbi Yosi holds either one is enough. Oidil, kol shesomuch leir de komer tanekame, bohochitoli taime. The tanekame holds you need somuch. Even though the somuch, and the islay pesach has been the lesle. Vaose Rabbi Yosi lemeimer hatam toli bepesachas. Rabbi Yosi said no. It's not the criteria. It's not somuch. The criteria is pesachas. Bein somuch bein rochik. Rochikom. Kol shenichnosim loy bepesachas. As whenever there's a pesachas, hu demuter. Kol shenichnosim loy bepesachas. Vafilu b'seich trum Shabbos, lemitli taime b'smicha klau, kol shenich nosele de iker is erst eva Pesachas. That was the shayle. The Gemara answers, when we die from the Mishnah, tarti lekule koma, klaima. It Rabbi Yosi Nishma, from the Loshna of Rabbi Yosi Nishma, Rabbi Yehuda. Now we know pshat, a kulam Rabbi Yehuda. The laughter of Ayu boy, from the Lashon Rabbi Yosi, we can figure out Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need both. Rabbi Yosi betarti yakel. We also can figure out Rabbi Yosi is also maker that each one is enough. The marshal besomach b'loy besachas, besachas b'loy somach. Now, where do we see all these things from the Lashon Mishnah? The shamina la Rabbi Yehuda de koma kol shesomach leir, Ben the Islay Pesachas, ben the Leslay Pesachas. Now, he heard Rabbi Yudah said that Somach is enough. We'll see later how we see this. But he heard that Somach is enough. Omele Rabbi Yossi, Kol Sheyeshle Pesachas, what are you telling me? There's no difference. Your Pesachas, this Pesachas, there's a Pesachas, a Filubesecha Prum. Yeah. Now, the Isamuch Leboi Pesachas, No, so he's saying like this. He's saying, you said there's no difference between Pesachas and Ish Pesachas. He said, no, there's a big difference. Kosher Shle Pesachas, Afilu Hu Besoich HaTchum, it's far as Ochif. Nisomuch Leboi Pesachas. Period. Now, the Irab Yoisi, the Pesachas told the time, it will say like the second Loshen, Rab Yoisi always needs a Pesachas, Afilu Hu Somuch Boi Pesachas, they have a list. You may vafilu b'seich tchum Shabbos. Why do you have to end off these words? Elohochi have a leila meima. Rabbi Yosi oima kol shenichnosin lo every kalfit shenichnosin lo b'peisachas. That's all what he should have said. Don't tell your chidushim. The kiman avetoni kol every kalfit shenichnosin lo b'peisachas avimashme the tzorich peisachas. They need a Pesachas, Somuch Eirochik. You need a Pesachas, Somuch Eirochik. Loma Lidi Siyim Vafilu B'Seich Tchum Shabbos. Why does he have to mention B'Seich Tchum Shabbos? Let him just say Kol. Let him just say Kol, Shenichnosim Ope Pesachas. Elo Lashmiinom, Leiboi Pesachas. So why does he have to end off by saying Afilu Rochik? She's coming to say, Roche, you need a Pesachas, but Somuch, you don't need a Pesachas. Elo lemishri she'ain Somuch. That's why he had said, said these last words. Rabbi Yehuda, the leiboi tarti, and that what we say, so for that we see that Yosi holds that either one is enough, Somuch or Pesachas. Rabbi Yehuda, the leiboi tarti, nami mireishit Rabbi Yosi shmami no. From Rabbi Yehuda, we could also have on the reishit. We did not get kosher nichnosim lo b'peisachas. All of them that you enter with a Pesachas. So he says, kim de kule Pesachas islu. If I would say that all kafifes have a Pesachas, so why does he have to say kosher nichnosim lo b'peisachas? Hori boi le lemisni. Rabbi Yosi yoyma, afilu b'seich tchum Shabbos. That means if Rabbi Yosi is saying all that have a Pesachas, so we see that not all have a Pesachas, all that have a Pesachas. So it seems there are those that don't have a Pesachas. Rabbi Yehuda didn't mention a Pesachas. So Vaisis, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Somuch is sufficient. And now, since Rabbi Yosi was Messiah, that with a Pesachas, it's good Rochai, so we can be Medayif, that by Korev, you don't even need a Pesachas.